At Energy Trust of Oregon, we understand that energy isn't just what happens when you flip a switch. It's what happens afterwards. It's a home that can provide both shelter and peace of mind. It's a business that can run more efficiently and keep their dream alive. And it's communities that can thrive today and flourish tomorrow. That's energy. And that's why we partner with local utility companies to help you save energy and lower costs. For cash incentives and resources that can help power your life, visit energytrust.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the ninth episode of Let's Talk. I am your host, Coach Lee. Thank you. Look, we are down to Thursday night, and we have had a power-packed week. Yes, we have had a power-packed week. I am so excited for everything that we have covered this week and the direction in which we are going with the show. Look, I told you, this is your premier destination for business and finance tips, and I'm giving it to you. Look, I'm not holding anything back. I'm bringing on guests that are not holding anything back, and I'm giving you private sessions with me for a whole hour, and we're talking about things that are for the growth of both you and your business. Look, I'm telling you, this information, people pay thousands of dollars to get, and you get to tune right into the Coach Talk Radio Show, okay, and have an opportunity with me, Coach E. And it is awesome. Look, if you know who I am, you know that I give. That's just what I do. I want to see everybody be successful. Family. That there were not, it was not entrepreneurship in my immediate family, but it was within my lineage, right? And so it's exciting to be able to unpack and watch my, and have seen myself building businesses and now be at a place where I can help others build and grow businesses. I was just sharing with someone today, I was like, look, and I'm going to try not to use the word look as much. But I said to them that part of being a business owner is being able to fail. And I think we talked about that Monday night. We also talked about that last night. We have to understand and we are not taught how to be entrepreneurs. And a lot of us are not taught. We might have seen family members do it, neighbors do it. But we had to learn because each one of us have our own lesson to learn in how to be an entrepreneur, how to run a small business. And some things we're going to learn in the process. Matter of fact, a lot of things we're going to learn in the process. We're going to learn about business and we're going to learn about self. Because running a business or starting a business is more than just having a product or service to sell out to the marketplace, right? There is so much more that goes to that. There's your bookkeeping, your accounting, there's the taxes, there's the marketing, there's the advertising, there's the human resource element of it. There are so many components to it. And so, you know, we talked, I think on Tuesday night, we talked about bootstrapping. And we said that, you know, we were talking about, look, in some instances, you may not be able to get funding because of bootstrap. And one of the biggest things that I found working with entrepreneurs is that, or should I say business owners, small business owners, because there really is a difference between an entrepreneur and a small business owner. I will talk about that a little bit later, but there's a difference, okay? But here's the thing. As a small business owner, that bootstrapping, I have found that most times, especially if you're the sole owner and if it's your only means of income, I have found that at times that the personal and the business finances get commingled. And as much as we have heard, you don't commingle, you don't commingle first, it happens, and it happens probably more, far more than what people are willing to admit. Okay. And there's many reasons behind that. But tonight, we're going to talk about how to put things together so that you're not commingling both. The hard thing is, it's finally making the revenue, finally getting your credit together and saying, look, I want to invest the money. I want to get someone to invest the money into my business, because if I can add at least 5 to 10 additional employees, I can either double or triple my growth. And look, in economics, you know, you learn that there's a magic number. There's this magic number of input output, right? And so if you put too many people in place, then you can start losing money. But if you put the right amount of people in place, then you can actually increase your revenue, right? And so we're not going to get into all of that tonight, but I wanted to put a pause there, because I wanted to share that if you're that person, you're like, look, if I can put this amount of people in play, then I can increase my revenue, right? But I need this amount of money in order to do it. Well, think about this. If you've been commingling funds and you're going to a bank and you're trying to get funding, they're going to see that. And they're going to look at that as like, I don't know if we really want to invest. And the reason why that is because it looks like you don't know how to manage what is coming into your business accordingly. I wanted to take a moment with that and really talk about showing your ability to manage, right? Your ability to manage. So I really want you to think about, if you are in that situation where I'm late on my light bill, I'll just take it from the business. And, or I need groceries, I'll just take it from the business, because you don't personally have it, then it looks as if your personal side is lacking, but your business is together. So really, they should be growing together. They should really be growing together. As your business is taking off, you should be as well. There should be, if you're doing things right, there should be that parallel, right? So let's talk about, well, Coachee, tonight you're talking about me. Tonight you're sitting on my toes. I do kind of commingle my business and my personal finance, and I don't want to do that anymore. I need to know how I can move forward from this place so that I'm not constantly doing this. I do one day want to get funding. I'm working hard to position myself to be lendable. And this is one of those areas that I'm not doing too well in. So, Coachee, I need some assistance. And that's great. I'm happy you tuned in tonight. Look, if you have friends and families or neighbors or business partners that you know are doing the same thing, take a moment, go let them know, hey, Coach E is talking about a strategy, or giving us some strategies tonight so that we are not consistently commingling our funds, because we go to the next level. We're not going to continuously sit in this place of being looked at as we can't manage what we have. Tonight is the night that we're going to talk about some things that you can, some strategies you can actually put in place tonight. We're going to do that tonight, because it is time for you to thrive. It is time for your business to thrive. Here's the thing. I have had people that I've coached come back and say to me, I wish I would listen to you. And because they realize that if I was a prophet early on, he wouldn't have got as hectic as me did later on. And then I didn't have to be going back down. sometimes we love foundations of life, right? And then we grow up as a right foundation. That's life theory, right? We build these rocky foundations. What do I mean by foundations? These principles and practices, okay? Beliefs, principles, and practices. We build it on these rocky foundations, our beliefs, our principles, and our practice is just, it's just everywhere, right? And after a while, because it's everywhere, or it's not built on anything solid, it's not built on anything that was meant to last, it wasn't built on anything that was able to be expounded upon. It wasn't sturdy enough. It lacked good sturdiness, good principles. It lacked the ability to carry you to where you need to be, where the company needs to be. And because of that, you go back to the drawing board. It seems like you're always going back to that foundation. I'm always rebuilding. You know, I had one tell me a couple of years ago, I'm always back at my foundation rebuilding. Okay. I get it, it's frustrating. But sometimes you let that foundation, the foundation was not laid properly. Sometimes we rush the foundation corners and we rush it. Because we want to get close to the, we want to reach that, I'm the money that is so bad that the foundation, we actually build a house. You build a house on that it's going to fall apart. It's not going to stand, right? And so the foundation of our house cannot be built on sand. It just can't erect it on sand. Foundation. So you have to find a place that you can build that house on. Something that if war came and started the sand, the house wouldn't go. You have to find a place that no matter what the temperature or what the climate is, now hear me what I said, that foundation, when you look at it in business, no matter what the test or the trial is, that your business can still stay firm. Hear me. No matter what the test or trial may come, your business will still stay firm. What do you mean by test or trial? In business, you have your ups and your downs. It's what it is. There are seasons, there are businesses in certain seasons that flourish, and other seasons they're not flourish. If you don't know what your seasons are, I recommend you take time and you go back and you look at, see, we should be doing quarterly reports. We should be looking at our things, and these are things we'll talk about. They show on another episode, but you got to know what your company is doing, and you should never be too busy that you cannot see the historical facts of your business. If you take time to go back and look at the historical facts, they said you've been in business for 6 months, 4 months, 24 months or more. You should be going back to look back and see, okay, this is what I did. As a coach, I know that certain times of the year, people are not going to pay to have time with me. They're probably not going to listen to my radio because, and you know, there are other things that are going on. It's historical facts, right? It's the same thing in real estate. People buy houses more during the spring and summer months than they do in the winter months and the summer months. They're still buying houses, but the numbers are higher in the spring and summer months than they are in the fall and the winter months. You have to know this because then it helps you, as we talked about earlier, it helps you forecast. So we want to start right here. I was kind of giving you some time to reach out to your business colleagues, giving you some time to reach out to your family, your friends, those that you know that have a business that may be commingling and need some help. I was giving you some time to reach out to them. I'm going to give you a little bit more time. So we're going to talk for a commercial break real quick, and then we're going to be back, and we're going to jump in to the strategies, and I'm going to start releasing some percentages for you as well. So this is Coach D. You're going to call me a moment and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to make a move and sell your home? Meet your dedicated listing specialist at Exit Resource Realty. Here at Exit, we specialize in getting top dollar for your property. We offer a strategic marketing plan and expert negotiation. Reach out to one of our experts today at 804-509-5999 and allow Exit Resource Realty to get it sold.
In Joanna High School, COVID and objectives and change for victims of nursing facilities.
And I'm Tracy Brombetti, Vice President. Nursing facility abuse and neglect is a tragic and common issue. Residents do not get proper care and suffer because of it.
If you think a loved one might be suffering from abuse and neglect, you have often. Call us at 804-839-1833 or 804-252-7973 or email jc4nfvictims@gmail.com.
Attention small business owners, boost your brand with me, Coach E, with radio advertising. Reach a wider audience and skyrocket your sales. Affordable packages are tailored just for you. Don't miss out on the opportunity to elevate your business. Contact me, Coach E, today at 410-845-1384 and let your business success story unfold on the airwaves. Your success, our priority. Coach E's Radio Ad Space, where businesses thrive.
All right, everyone, and welcome back to tonight's episode of Coach Talk, where we're talking about business. We're talking to not commingle your funds. And I told you, I said, look, I'm going to start talking about the strategies. I'm going to start talking about in that place of commingling. So one of the first ways that I suggest people to, when they say, look, I have a business and I'm ready to go for it, I strongly suggest that people do not do sole proprietorships, okay? And we're going to just start from here. The reason why I suggest that is because you put a lot of liability upon yourself. So, you know, things happen. So if anyone decided that your product or service with some problems with it and they come after you, they're going to come after your business. But if you're still proprietor, they're actually coming after you, your business, right? So when we take that in mind, that means you want to create an entity, right? These entities, they create a shield for us, so to speak, unless you go in and they can find where you were negligent and they call that piercing the veil. So one of the things that could be considered negligent is commingled. So get it to a place where we're not doing that. I'm not an attorney. Definitely want to seek an attorney, get more understanding on how to minimize your risk as a small business owner. But one of the first things I would suggest to get you an LLC corporation. Now, what's important, because most banks want to, first of all, sole proprietorship. But then most banks want to see that it's an entity, an LLC or corporation, right? Partnership, they want to see it's something legally backed before you can open your bank account. Having a business bank account is one of the major ways to keep from commingling funds. Know that having PayPal and Stripe and some of these other services where it takes the money and puts it in the account and lets you release the money wherever has allowed for people to be able to let the business be at the front and then you can dump it in your personal. I'm saying to you tonight, if you really want your business to grow, you want to be a business. letting go into your business account. Okay? That's number one. Number two, I highly recommend that you get a bookkeeping system. If you don't want to get a bookkeeping software, get a bookkeeper. But you need someone that can help you designate where this money has gone. It will prepare the reports. Remember, we talked about historical numbers. You can see if you are hitting your target goal, if there's going to be any deficits coming. If there's any overspending of business, these are things that you're going to see. You're going to see how much you are really putting towards marketing. You're going to see how much you're putting towards different supplies. You know, if you make a product, do I need to under? Well, sometimes that could be a major thing. Maybe you're spending $5,000 a month with a specific vendor, but another vendor just walked through your door with just as good quality, if not better, and it's half price. You can see, I might love this particular vendor, but this vendor is going to help my bottom line, which means that I'm going to keep more money inside of my company instead of sending it out, right? The name of the game is to be right? So, you know, I know a lot of people say, well, I use Amazon to shop, and that's fine. But also, I want to start thinking about bulk. I buy stuff in bulk to make some of my products. And where can I go to get bulk products from? You know, can I still get it at Amazon? Or do I need to start looking at some of these other vendors that are out here? Do I need to start going to some of these events where they have all of these vendors that are posted up and they're showing you their product and services? Are we at that place now where we need to shop? So these are things that your report is going to tell you. They're going to tell you how it's going to help you see how much you're spending in order to generate a certain amount of sales a month. You can do it on a service then. You can find out how many reps it takes to get that bottom line. You know, your report is going to show you a pattern. Things, but it's also going to show you, it's going to help you forecast too. Remember, we talked about that on Tuesday night, forecasting. Forecasting ain't just about, it's not just about how much money and how much product you're going to sell. Forecast is also about what are the things that I can bump up against that can stop me from getting to my said goal. So I want you to understand how important bookkeeping is. Important it is to know where your money is going, and being able to draw reports is important. A huge of being able to separate your business from your personal. Let me go through these things, and I'm going to wrap it up at the end for you to understand. Now, when we talk about bookkeeping on the business side, it sounds a whole lot like preparing a budget, or personal it, or as we call it, a spending plan. So those that have seen some things that I've put out on social media in the past, you understand that it's so important to have a spending plan. You have to know where your money is going. But remember on Tuesday, we said your first where you learn how to spend the money in your home before you go out into your business. So you should have a spending plan. That's your personal way of bookkeeping, right? We call it bookkeeping. Personally, we're going to call it your spending plan, okay? So you should be getting used to creating your spending plan and to begin to track where your money is going. And for the sense of keeping software, and you prefer to have a bookkeeper, and on sheet, you gotta where that money is going, how you are allocating your money is important. Okay, so let's move on from that. So now we created an entity, we created bank accounts, now we have a bookkeeping system. We also on the personal end, understand that now it's important. I mean, on a spreadsheet, it's important to do a spending plan, right? It's very, very important. It's the next thing that I want to talk about. On Tuesday, we talked about there's two pieces going. I think it was Tuesday. It was Monday or Tuesday. We talked about there's two pieces going with the income side and the earning income side. I need you to really sit with that for a moment. Your business is an investment. It means that we want your business to appreciate in value. How does it appreciate in value? Let's keep our bottom number low and let's keep our revenue high. Okay? Keep our expenses low, revenue high, right? And with our net revenue, it's going to look really good. Right? We want to build assets to the business, right? We want to prepare our business. We talked about it beforehand. There's going to be times of the year in which revenue is not going to be as high up on the year. We want to make sure that we're preparing for those not so precious times when they happen. Even in that, that's not even a time for you to say, oh my God, I'm going to have to pull for reserve. Oh my God, I'm going to have to, you know, get a loan. No, if you're properly forecasting it, if you're understanding business, and if you're not spending so much on the grand, like, hey, I'm going to make sure that my business is not just, it's not overspending. Let's 3 months building. And you might use that building to do one thing, and you're using it, but you're not using all the space in that building. So you have to decide, do I downsize my building? Do I rent part of that building out? What am I going to do? Because now what we're saying is that you have a business paying a lot of money for and not fully using it. It's not a full income producing area for your business, right? And so a lot of times, look, is there a way that we can strategize to get you into a different type of business setup with not paying as much? Someone that you know that is looking for space to rent, that you can rent space and that building isn't draining bottom line. I'm just using that because I want you to understand getting your expenses where you're not paying so much every month. And so when the time of the year comes or the season comes, where the revenue is not as huge as for another time, you're not in pain. So the business is still able to work a lot of levels, right? Or, like nothing, you know, it's major. So once you really start thinking about that, and I want to put a post here and another partial break, I will be back. We're going to keep that then because we are just getting started. And thank you for listening to all the under we're taking a commercial break. We'll be right back.
In Joanna High School, President of Justice and Change for Victims of Nursing Facilities.
And I'm Tracy Brombetti, Vice President. Nursing facility abuse and neglect is a tragic and common issue. Residents do not get proper care and suffer because of it.
If you think a loved one might be suffering from abuse and neglect, you have often. Call us at 804-839-1833 or 804-252-7973 or email jc4nfvictims@gmail.com.
Attention small business owners, boost your brand with me, Coach E, with radio advertising. Reach a wider audience and skyrocket your sales. Affordable packages are tailored just for you. Don't miss out on the opportunity to elevate your business. Contact me, Coach E, today at 410-845-1384 and let your business success story unfold on the airwaves. Your success, our priority. Coach E's Radio Ad Space, where businesses thrive.
Are you ready to make a move and sell your home? Meet your dedicated listing specialist at Exit Resource Realty. Here at Exit, we specialize in getting top dollar for your property. We offer a strategic marketing plan and expert negotiation. Reach out to one of our experts today at 804-509-5999 and allow Exit Resource Realty to get it sold.
All right, welcome back. I'm episode of Coach Talk, where we're talking about the business versus your personal finance couch and not co-mingle funds. Now, there's one thing that talking about spending plans for your family or for your home and a bookkeeping software for business. Look, there was one thing I needed to say, and business should also have its own spending plan. And again, your business should have its own spending plan. I don't want to jump over things if you already know, so that's why I'm tracking to make sure that I'm making it very clear. Your business should have its own spending plan or budget. You should already have, especially if you're a startup, everybody, but startups, I know, are like, well, I don't know how it's going to cost. You're going to have a budget. Budget. This is saying that this is what your company is going to cost, and then you have projected sales. This is how many sales we think we can make in my industry for all the companies that are out there. Based on the experience of the management team, based on how many reps or the resources that were used to bring in market. This is how much we project our sales to be. You definitely need to have a business. That is definitely going to help when you're looking at commingling funds. Now, I'm going ahead and get to the hot buttons question. Well, Coachie, you said, remember that my business is an investment, but it's the place where I earn income too. So I'm putting all of my time out there. I'm working by the 16 hours a day. But she, I still have a mortgage to rent. I still have water. How do I pay myself? You know, I hear that when I made sales that I paid the bills in the company, I took the rest from my home. Your business can never grow. Your business can never grow if that's what you're doing. Let me help you. I want you to think about if it costs your business, and if your business creates for the sake of the conversation, your business made $10,000 a month. And out of that $10,000, it took $1,000. It cost you to really run the business. It, all of the expenses was $3,000. They're left with a net revenue. Or net profit, I'm sorry, net profit of about $7,000. Okay, so what do I do with $7,000? I think that's all me, and I want to say, nope, it's not all you. This is where the adjustment has to happen. As a business owner, first and foremost, you will, especially in the beginning, where you are earning income, I want to as an employee of your company. You heard me. An employee of your company. So you want to do payroll and you want to be an employee of your company. As an employee of your company, I want you to get this. You should not take more than 50% of the net income that your company makes. But at $7,000, you should not take more than $3,500. Correct. $3,500. That is the max. Well, you may say, well, Coachie, what's going to happen with the other $3,500? Well, 20% of that income, so 20% of that $7,000 should be put
to in savings account to build reserve. It should be put into a savings account to build reserve. That is one thing you want to remember, is that your business, there's going to be everybody is this rainy day. No one is exempt from that. So you want to build reserve for your business. So you want to take at least 20%, at least, okay? Then you want to take another 20% and you want to put that towards paying your tax. What towards paying your tax? And then here's another one. Might, you know, start a little controversy here, but you want to take 10% towards a charitable contribution. That's right. Charitable contribution. And this is, we should be giving back to the community. As we are asking the community to come in and do business with us, we should be willing to give to the community as well. So if you're in a business, if you're a business that's in an area where there's a lot of crime with the youth, you should, you know, my suggestion, I can't tell you what to do with your contribution, but for me, I would be looking for ways that I can support helping the youth come off the street and turn things around. Maybe you are someone that has seen family pass away because of cancer or lupus, or maybe you know, we have a nonprofit that comes on twice a month to talk about nursing home victims or nursing facility victims. You heard their commercial, Justice and Change. That can be a place that you put your money at. Or you can divide that 10% up and give a little everywhere. It doesn't. But as business owners, we have to invest back into our community. We have to. If we don't, we're missing a major principle, a major financial principle. Okay. So I got off my soapbox. I know it was a while. I just said 50%. No more than 50% can you take. You might say, well, Cody, I only made 2%. And I had to figure out another bad. Run the company. I made $2,000. I took $1,000 to run the company. Only $1,000 is left, and my rent is $1,000. Are you telling me that I have to only take $500? Yep. That's why it's important for you to do a personal spending and a personal budget. Well, you really have to see what it costs for you to live. You know, to have a, it's important because you have to know, look, is this going to be my only business? Is this going to be my only source of income? Pick up a part-time job or do gig work. You know, there's Instacart, DoorDash, Uber Eats, Uber. It's, I mean, my God, the list. I'm just saying some of the more common ones, but the list is plentiful. And so you have to figure out, do I pick part-time or is it going to require me to work full-time and do my business full-time? You're going to have to make some decisions. And I think that we all kind of, we don't always consider what that may look like. We may say, I don't have time to do both. You're still running your business. And what happens is that it never really reaches full maturity, it never reaches full capacity of what it could. And so as hard as this talk may be for you tonight, it's a real talk. Because if you know that 50% is the max, and you know there is just no way that 50% is going to cover your expenses, then yeah. I mean, Koshi, I'm going to tell you, I've had to do part-time jobs. I've had to do them.
And it didn't mean that I was a poor business person. It meant that I was financially savvy to understand that if my business is going to grow, then I'm going to have to make sure I'm not the cause of it not growing, right? If I want it to grow, I need to make sure I'm not cause. So I'm looking up to be all excited and draining it as quickly as it come in. Oh, okay, well, I have my life built up to do. Oh, okay, well, I have the water bills to do. I'm just going to put on the business. Now, let me say, some of you may say, hey, I have an e-commerce business. That means that my business functions online only, so my company is an So, from, we have a different angle that we take. Or you can charge your business operating inside the home. And it's perfectly legal. Write it off on taxes. So you would have to create paperwork, right? And what that dollar amount was. So now you can encompass it inside of your number. It can charge if your business requires the water, you know, it requires electricity, requires all these things now become part of the core. The business inside of your home. Now, it cannot take on all of the payments. You can't sit there and say, oh, it can cover my old water bill, my old light bill. No, it can't do that. But definitely within reason, it makes sense, right? So you can create that type of situation, and that may help your bottom line, right? But the main goal is that have to keep your business separated from your personal. We just have to do that. Right? You may say, well, I used my personal vehicle for business expense. I mean, for business to do business. And that's the only thing I have. I have to do it. There's nothing wrong with that. One thing I will tell you for tax time, you definitely want to record at your mouth. You want to record the miles of travel because you want to be able to separate the personal from the business. The second thing is you need to be able to record how much gas you are using, okay? Because here's the thing. You want the business to cover its gas and you personally cover your personal gas, right? And so it's a little bit more straight with a little bit more tracking, but it makes a lot more sense. It makes a lot more sense. So I know tonight we have dug into a lot and we still got a little bit of time from not getting ready. I'm not getting ready, that's fine at all. But I'm really trying to get you to see the bigger picture. In order for your business to really take off, there have to be some sacrifices and there needs to be discipline. And you have to change your mindset. If you can't do that, then what you're saying is that I'm just going to continue to dream my business and it'll never reach its full potential. It'll never reach its goal. And that's, I don't believe that's what you really want. But you have to make sacrifices. You may say, well, I'm already tired, Cody. I can't take on another job. I'm gonna hurt myself if I did. You're going to have to go back and get expenses on the personal for it, and you're going to have to cut pieces of business from. You're going to have to figure out how to increase sales. You're going to have to do, this is all this. Now we're cooking with grease. We're now making business decisions. And we can't make those kinds of decisions based on emotion. We can't make those kinds of decisions based on I want. That has to, when you are a business person, you have to understand that there are times, you know, we can ask. Ecclesiastes 3:3 says there's a time for everything. So it really is. Whether it's in your personal life or in your business, there's a time and a season for everything. And when you're just starting up, that is not a time that you can splurge on everything. If you find yourself
a place where you feel like you have reached the maximum, like you're at a ceiling. Where do I go from here? I feel like I'm stuck and I'm stagnant. I can't move any further. That's a clear tension that you need to go back and look at your historical data. And you also start looking at, what am I doing now? Where's my money being allocated to? This is why it's important. If you have a whole bunch of personal stuff put out of your business, you're not going to see that. Yes. If you're dumping everything that you make in, say you're someone that makes pickle jar. Let's say you make pickle jars and you go to the flea market or farmer's market. Let's say you go to the farmer's market every Saturday and you go to Sayers every weekend. And you make for weekend, let's say you make about $800 every weekend. It's about $800 that you're guaranteed to make. And you take all of that money and you put it in your personal account. You're saying, well, I know how much it cost me in order to make pickle jars. But here's the problem. You can't take that to the bank. And you're saying, look, I don't want to just do, you know, fairs and the farmers markets anymore. I want to hear my business such a demand for my product. And go and get any type of funding because you're dumping it all in your personal. It's personal. So how can you really look at facts? How can you really know what the demand is? How can you really know that? Because it's all going to your personal account, and as soon as it hits it, it's gone. We have to take a step back and make a decision. And we have to, you know, if you say, well, I lack discipline, then you're going to have to work harder than somebody else. Because those discipline is what you have to get, those habits of what you're going to have to get in order to do where you're going to go. The habits of discipline is what you're going to need to get in order to get to where you're trying to go. You cannot continue to drain your business by mingling personal. You cannot keep saying, well, I fell short of personal, so I'm going to just go over my business. You can't keep on that. So you're going to be able to say, aha, I don't have to work that part anymore. I don't have to say that full-time job anymore. I don't have to say work anymore. It may also pay me a real good salary. Plus, get some employees. Thank you, Jesus. I grinded this thing out. It was hard, but I got here, though. I got here. Yeah, that will be a conversation that you will have. But do not despise humble beginnings. Do not despise engage. And you still have to work a part-time job or stay at your full-time. And if your business is stagnant and you're like, God, I got all of these bills and the revenue coming in is just not there, you know, take a step back. Take a step back. Look again at that historical number. How are you spending your money? Maybe you're not putting enough in marketing. Maybe you are putting enough in marketing, but not utilizing the right marketing tool. Are you advertising? There's a difference between marketing and advertising. There's a major difference. You want to make sure you're doing both. You want to make sure you're doing both. You want to make sure you're advertising and marketing. There's a trend. Okay. Let's say you look and you're saying, well, Coach, I'm spending this amount on marketing. I feel like it's a fair amount, but you don't have any employees. And you know, you may think that you're doing too many, your business has grown past you, but it hasn't grown past you. Let me explain. Your business is becoming stifled because you're the only employee.
when the business requires other people now to work the business, all of the that is being required. And you say, well, I can't afford to hire anybody. Go back to your bookkeeping. Go back. See, this is why it's important not to commingle. This is why it's important to let the business have its own revenue and you pay yourself a salary. This is why it's important to build reserve. This is why it's important to take out money for taxes. This is why it's important. Because when you begin to look at these things, then you can say, well, I might not be able to get a full-time person, but I can be a part-time person. And look, let me tell you, in the climate that we're in, you're not going to pay peanuts and expect the what? Them days are over. People want to be compensated. After gig work then came, honey, and people realized that they don't have to have a whole lot of skills and sit for a whole lot of interviews. It will show up and show y'all trying to get no $89 an hour and you working them like a unique slave. It ain't going to happen. So you may have to back down some of your salary. Oh, well, Coach E, you're making it on my salary from my business as it is. But you know, if you put that employee in place, that your company will make it begin to increase. It may not happen immediately. It will happen. What do you have to do in the personal fund in order to make that the ability to open up the ability to hire a person? Cut back on some things personally. Do you need to go back to a part-time job or some work? No, this sounds like, oh, God, this thing to me, but I am. This scenario and not qualify for a loan for your business. See, you don't have enough time in, or you don't have enough money in, or your credit is not good, or maybe it's a combination of them all. And so a loan or investor is not an opportunity that's afforded to you, then you have to quit with the other option. Yes, you are, but you're adding additional work, and you're adding an additional body who is able to take on some of those tasks that has to drain you. Yeah, it's a So you're hiring that person, yes, you're losing some person revenue, right? I mean, from the business to you, if that's the case. But your revenue is going to increase because adding an additional person is going to help you. Have to take a step back and really look at things from different perspectives. Know that the point there to help show you for. I know we say that so cliche-ish all the time, but it's so, so true. We look at the setback, but I want you to know there are people that have built the multi-million-dollar businesses, billion-dollar businesses, and they had to make some of the same decisions. Some of them became homeless. Some of them went Some of them don't know. Because a lot of times we see only the four in front of us. And like, man, they made all the right decisions, all the right moves, had all the right sales. But they do it in the store. So I don't want you to be fooled about what you think. It's the thing right now to own a business. It's rubbing in the air. Everybody wants a business. Everybody can have a business. And hear me. I years ago, I remember heading to church when I lived in Philadelphia. I left Virginia to go to Maryland. I was hard. I told someone. I said, I'll tell you there's going to be a business. There came up that it seemed like everybody needed a business. And we're kind of in that time right now because some of us
had to get a business because what we were making full-time wage wasn't enough to handle our business, our expenses. And now we can work a bit above me, but the cost of groceries, the cost of gas, things increase, but your salary increase. That you have to, right? That's some of our thing. We get what I'm trying to say. I really want to back here. It's a lot of things. You're going to have to make some hard decisions. You can't worry about what other people say or think. And you cannot let the negativity of, am I here? What did I make? What decision did I make? What was the wrong decision? It's just the preparation for the new season that you're going into. So I want you to keep this in mind. Keep your personal and finances separated so you can always have a clear picture of what's happening inside of your business, how you're spending the business money, how much do the business is making, is the business growing, is it not growing? All of that can be seen in all of your reports. If you say, I'm there right now, no one wants to touch me, my credit is bad, but we can't pay it. And everybody seems like, and you know, it's magnified for us, right? I'm going to say that. Take a step back. You might say, hearing you, I was real commingling my personal wealth business, you know. And go get a bookkeeping software and go back and put everything in, begin to everything and start looking at the track history of your money. When you can, where your money is going and how it's going, they can start making decisions on how to get your business back jump. I don't get out of much time to go any further than this. But I am excited for each of you that are listening tonight and are saying, okay, it is time. I am excited to know that was the step that you needed right now. I know that major step, because you're going to have a clear view of where you're going in business. A 10-year goal to have for your business will not seem unattainable. It will not seem unattainable. This is your host, Coach G. Make sure you can follow us, me on Facebook. Make sure you can follow me. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow night. I'll have a good evening.
This is Code E on Code Sock, a HME production.
And